so I can integrate the sperm bank. No, I'm not going to lie to you today. I'll be honest. I don't want to integrate the sperm bank. I just want to be in a position to talk to them. I want to ask them, what did y'all do to yourselves to get these sperms out of yourselves? Now, I think I know. That's why I wouldn't shake hands with none of them myself. No, not me. You know, I mean, them cats are so out of it, they don't even leave leeway. I mean, they haven't even gave it a thought that a woman just might have something to do with the intelligence of a child. And they're so dumb and out of it, they probably got them sperms in a building where a black cat is probably the janitor. Now, I don't believe, you know, nigga would do nothing like that, but you don't know no more. And I'll be honest, I had never thought I'd live to see the day that the black community would get as devastated as you have over Ronald Reagan, a jelly bean eating punk, done scared niggas to death. And you ain't got enough sense to know that Ronald Reagan ain't your problem, you your problem. Okay. And if you had your bag together like you want to believe you have, then you would know that niggas was here long before Ronald Reagan and his mama got here, and niggas be here long after Ronald Reagan and his mama's gone. I don't know anything to wipe black folks out. I mean, the niggas just act like on November the 3rd, everything was okay. And on November the 4th, just everything fell apart. I mean, I don't understand that. Well, let me first say that on election day, I made some money on the election because I bet a guy, not money, I bet a guy three apples that the way I thought it was going to come out. And I won, but I cheated, see. You see, I bet that the ugly white boy was going to win. When you look at Ronnie and Jimmy, them is two ugly white boys. I ain't going to talk about the old lady. That bro put on a $10,000 dress and couldn't look good. Now, before I say this, let me tell you this. I didn't vote for neither one of them. And one day in the not-too-distant future, you funny Americans that play that old funny, unethical game that goes to the polls with pride and dignity and stoop to the lowness of always voting for the lesser of the two evils. It looked like somewhere that funny history ain't too far back. That's how them Germans got in trouble and let Hitler and them Nazis slip up on them. And y'all go with pride and dignity. Niggas had nerve enough to even argue about Jimmy Carter. And to have a choice between a Jimmy Carter and a Ronald Reagan is the choice of looking in a garbage can, picking the maggot or doo-doo to eat for lunch. Okay? And the fact that you would reach in that garbage can make you both of them. And that's what you're scared of. And that's what the whole game is all about. And I just thank and praise God that something inside of me, thanks to you, because my strength comes from you, that I don't have to play no games with them. And I can look back now at all this mess that's been gone down through the years and see this thing that's rolling in on you and wonder how come you can't see it. So I didn't vote for neither one of them. I just say that to say that. Now, secretly, I was pulling for Jimmy because of his lips. I ain't gonna get involved with that. Now, if you know, you know.